Human Services staff who are here today?
Hillary Adam.
Tim Herron.
Laura Duvall.
Excellent. And now, commissioners?
Jessica Molinar.
Brian McCarter.
Don Vallister.
Sam Rodriguez.
And I'm Julie Livingston. We may be joined by Commissioner Andrew Clark. Commissioner Zeri Zantner is away. The members of the commission are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda includes a briefing on the Markham Hill Connector, an appeal of a type 2 denial for a mixed-use building at the intersection of North Williams Avenue and North Fargo. That will start at approximately 2:45. If you are here for that, you are here really early. And then following that, an appeal of a type 2 approval for Oregon Harbor of Hope underneath the Broadway Bridge. That will start at 4:25. If you're here for that, you are here really, really early. That will be, I think, as close to a time certain start as we can make it today, so starting at approximately 4:25. Tim Herron, our first agenda item is always items of interest. Are there any items of interest that you have to share today?
Yes, I do. I have something really interesting. Jessica just checked the box on signing signatures. I want to make sure we had all of Commissioner's signatures on file, and we do. Jessica just wrapped that up. The other item was just a little update on April 24th, so next Wednesday at 2 p.m., City Council will be hearing an ordinance revision to the underground wiring district for Portland and Central City, and Brian McCarter of our commission and Annie Mahoney of the Landmarks Commission are joint drafting a letter of support and also statement of priorities in terms of how we work with vertical infrastructure in the right of way. If you recall, PBOT came and has done two large briefings with the commission, one recently in March and then the other a year ago in March in 2018. So just know that Brian will be representing those commissions, testifying. I'll be there as well, and we'll kind of report back on how that goes.
Thank you very much. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, yeah. I have a declaration. On the Markham Hill Connector, my firm is on the urban design team, so I will listen but not participate in any kind of voting.
Okay, thank you very much. And I don't believe that there is any action required on this today. This is strictly information. When this does come in for a Type 3, if ZGF is on the team, then you will have conflict and I will as well. There will be two of us not voting on that in the future. If there is no other item of interest, we can move on to the briefing on the Markham Hill Connector.